CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The SEC has asked a New York judge to impose a fine of $1.95 billion on Ripple Labs. On Monday, Stuart Alderode, Ripple Labs' chief legal officer, posted on social media that the SEC was asking for such a fine and that redacted versions of the court documents would be made public today. The SEC proposal asks the court to order Ripple Labs to pay $876 million in disgorgement, $198 million in prejudgment interest, and $876 million in a civil penalty that amounts to a total of $1.95 billion. The case began in December 2020 when the SEC filed a suit against Ripple Labs and its executives, alleging that they violated federal securities laws by selling XRP to institutional and retail customers. Last July, a New York judge ruled that the sale of XRP on exchanges and through algorithms did not violate U.S. law. Only Ripple's institutional sales of XRP did. Crypto traders are capitalizing on the Base blockchain, which has seen a surge in activity and funds locked due to a meme coin frenzy. Base, which was built by crypto exchange Coinbase, went live in August and initially saw muted growth. However, that changed recently, with funds locked on the network rising to nearly $1 billion on Tuesday from $450 million at the start of the month. According to data, prices of tokens like Toshi, Thank You Base God, Normie, and Brett have risen as much as 1,300% over the past week. And the London Stock Exchange said it will start a marketplace for Bitcoin and Ether exchange-traded notes on May 28th. The stock exchange will accept applications for trading the crypto ETNs from April 8th, while the market will be subject to approval of UK regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority. Regulators have been moving to make the country more crypto-friendly following several announcements from the UK government to make the country a crypto hub. That's a wrap for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.